So, that's how it began. Not as spectacular as some have claimed, I know, but it felt incredible enough to me at the time. Now, I'll be the first to admit that those first couple of days had a profound effect on me, shaking me slightly out of the self-indulgent rebelliousness that I had fallen into. The thing is, if I could go back, I'd still tell myself not to go with Grandpa Smedri on that strange, unfortunate day. The things I learned during that first infiltration, trust, self-confidence, bravery, might seem good at first glance. However, the changes I experienced were just setting me up for my eventual fall. You'll see what I mean. For now, I hope this narrative was enough to show you that even supposed heroes have flaws. Let this be your warning. I'm not the person that you think I am. You'll see. With regret, Alcatraz Smedri. And so, untold millions screamed out in pain and then were suddenly silenced. I hope you're happy. This was included for anyone who skipped forward to read the last page of the book. For the rest of you, the ones who reached the last page in the proper, honorable, and Smedri-approved manner, those untold millions are cheering in praise of your honesty. They'll probably throw you a party.
This is Charlie McWade. We hope that you have enjoyed this production of Alcatraz versus the Evil Librarians by Brandon Sanderson. This program was produced and directed by David Rapkin, executive producer Cheryl Smith. Text copyright 2007 by Brandon Sanderson. Production copyright 2007 Scholastic Inc. All rights reserved.